Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Mike Burge along with you on the comment program for this morning, and we've got two guests with us. We have Dana and Kelly, and Dana Miller, of course, Valentine Police Chief, and Kelly is with North Central District Health Department. Kelly, what is your last name? Because I didn't catch that one.
Kelly Dempster.
Okay.
Yes.
So, all right. So you are here, and we're going to talk about some of the things North Central District Health Department offers in our area, which is part of Healthy Choices for Cherry County Coalition, right?
Correct.
Okay. Which the Valentine Police Department is on, and there's some other entities.
The school systems, mental health, a lot of different entities, but we definitely would welcome community participation.
Okay.
And ironically, we meet at noon out at Mid Plains today.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay. So anybody that's interested in maybe some of the topics we cover today, join them for noon. Is there a meal? Is there a late lunch?
Of course not. No donuts either. So
I thought maybe with the police department in charge, they'd have a light meal or something there.
No.
Okay. But I also, we want to talk to Dana about what's going on with the Valentine Police Department. I understand that we had another counterfeit $20 bill pop up the other day.
Yes. This bill in particular had a lot of color differences. So first glance, when I saw it, was that I recognized that it was fake. It had a lot of blues and purples in it. The other thing that you had to kind of look at it, but down on the kind of middle of the left side, it said that this is not legal tender and it's for motion pictures only.
Okay.
So you kind of got to look at these things. It did mark, when they marked their pin, it did show just legit.
Oh.
So you have to really pay attention to not only the size, what the bill is saying, and pick it up and feel it. A lot of times it feels like regular 8x11
sure.
sheet of paper. But in this case, if you were in a hurry, you probably would have missed it. But it did appear to have a lot of differences where you could note that it was fake.
Would it be possible to get a picture of one of those I could put on our website so people would look at it?
We suck that off of the internet. There's all kinds of
That's okay to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
As long as I don't print it and try to pass
correct.
It off.
Correct. Do not use fake money. It is illegal.
So you need to pay attention to those things, even down into the 20s and stuff. So usually it was 50s and 100s and the big bucks. But
believe
I guess,
it or not, we've even seen a fake five, which blows
no
my
kidding.
Mind. Yes. So people just don't – it's a bill that people don't pay attention
sure.
to at all. So it's easy to slide that one by.
All right. So be vigilant out there. And if they find something in the community, whether you get one somewhere and you look at it and go, well, this is weird, or if a business gets it, call the police department and report that.
Yes, absolutely. So, and if you know who's passed it, we would really like to have a conversation with them.
So if you have video in your store or something like that, you could provide would be appreciated.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So here a few weeks ago, we had a couple of hit and runs almost back to back overnight, kind of in the same area of town. Get those solved?
We did. The Valentine Police Department actually gets zero credit for solving that. Citizens came forward and we kind of put it together by what they saw and what they heard, gave us a timeline, video off of doorbell cameras, and
okay.
so it was a spectacular job of citizens stepping forward to put that all together. So, and in both cases, it appeared that speed and inattention were causes of that. Now, whether or not there was impairment, we do not know, but it was resolved. Both individuals were cited for that incident, and will ultimately be responsible for reimbursing those individuals for their failure to stay in the proper lane.
Well, distracted driving is more and more an issue, it seems like, even though you keep hitting that on your show, and the State Patrol talks about that on Husker game days, and distracted driving is causing a lot of issues out there.
Well, it's a national problem. I can be sitting at a stoplight and you can see individuals looking down and they're clearly not looking at the radio. They're not looking at,
because they already have it tuned to KVSH. They don't need to retune it,
right? Absolutely. They don't have to change that. So it is a problem, and they don't even see me, and I'm in a cop car, and that just blows my mind that you would be willing to compromise not only your safety but the safety of a pedestrian or another car.
So what are the laws about distracted driving? Is it an offense that if you see somebody, obviously they got their phone up in front of them and they're driving down the road, is that a stoppable offense?
The answer is depends. Oh, okay. If it is a younger driver, the answer is yes. If it is an older driver, unfortunately, like us sitting in this room, it is a secondary offense. So there is efforts afoot to change that. But it is something that it's a problem and it needs addressed.
The thing about it is I find is, you know, if you have an accident, they're going to look at your phone and they're going to find out, were you on your phone on or about the time of the accident, to maybe tie that in there. So
absolutely.
It's pretty easy to find out.
Yes. I mean, it's, none of that goes away.
Yes. So. It's there somewhere. All right, so we got those two things figured out. What else is on your list of things to do?
You know, I kind of want to throw this out. This week alone, we have the opportunity to discuss at least three things that are very important to the well-being of the citizens of Valentine. And I want you to know that it's been super busy, and these are kind of the things that have caused our level of busyness, one of which is kind of a cyber safety a reminder, and I want to ask you this question, Mike.
Okay.
Once you have sent a picture out on the internet, how long before it's deleted?
It's always there somewhere.
You are correct.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't go away.
It does not go away.
It's in there, the cyber thing somewhere.
Yes. So what we're having issues with is individuals sending pictures that when they go for this epic job application, they really don't want it to show up when they do an investigation of your social media. And I think that's what not only youngsters but adults forget, that these days when you apply for a job, you have to give them permission to go back to look at your social media posts and what you've been doing. And if you don't, then you don't get the job. So remember that pictures that are sent do not go away ever.
They're going to be out there somewhere.
Absolutely.
Interesting enough, that brought up, we were in Denver this last weekend, and I had the two oldest granddaughters, and they went into, we were in the Best Buy store. So they got on the computers and Googled themselves to see what popped up. And pictures of my dad popped up, and pictures of them and something they were associated with that was in like the Cowboy Fast Draw. The picture was there because a story that mentioned one of their names. And so, yeah, it's that's just typing it in there, not looking for it.
Right.
It's just there. So
it's there.
So be careful. So speaking of job applications.
Yes.
Got any new leads on a police officer?
We have two openings. We have advertised in as many places as we can possibly think. It is a nationwide issue where police officer positions are just not being filled. We have no applicants, or the applicants do not meet the needs of the department. So it's kind of a challenge. And if anyone's got any ideas on where we might advertise, where we can draw people that enjoy the Midwest and enjoy small rural America, we would very much welcome your input.
So if they have contact somewhere, get a hold of your office and say if you want to live in the great part of Nebraska and enjoy the outdoor activities and all those things that we have. But there, you know, the policemen are underappreciated. We had two officers that were killed in the line of duty. I can't remember where that was at now, but it was on ABC News briefly. You know, it's not a big deal when that happens. The other way around, something goes wrong and it's all over. But this, it's not an easy line of work, and but it's something that we definitely need.
Absolutely. And one of the things that our city council actually took an opportunity to take a look at our pay and the comparability with agencies, that what would it take to make us competitive for the size of town we have, and they were graciously got that to be more comparable. So that's one of the things that we're trying to get out there as well, is that not only is this a great place to live and work, we are we're making it so that you could actually make a good wage and make it worth your time to come to Valentine.
So I want to pull Kelly in a little bit here. Kelly, you represent the health district, which covers from O'Neill to Valentine.
Nine counties I cover.
Okay,
so all of north central Nebraska. I cover Antelope, Knox, Pierce. I mean, I'm not counting Holt, Boyd, Cherry County, and then Brown, Rock, and Keapaha.
Are other departments that you have contact with having issues with officers, retaining officers, getting new officers that you know of?
So far from what I've heard, like she said, it's a national thing. And I don't think like my Holt County area in O'Neill, they're feeling that pressure. But I don't know in my other counties it is the
something,
common.
Something yeah. everybody's having an issue
yes,
with.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so we need more cops.
We need more cops.
We've got a drug dog coming though, still,
we
right?
We do.
When?
Officer Ormisher is headed out on Sunday the 23rd, headed to Arkansas to pick up a dog. It's a black lab, and I believe its name is Baker. I believe that's correct. And kind of supposed to the disposition of the dog, the handler that's the fellow that's training him says that he's outstanding smelling the drugs, outstanding tracking, and is super friendly and is loves doing things with kids. So I think everybody should be really excited about Baker the dog coming to town. So
Baker, okay. Yep. And a black lab, you said.
Yes. He is Officer Ormisher and Baker are going to go test out on their way back. You do have to get a state certification. He'll have a national certification when he leaves Arkansas, but then he has to test out with the state of Nebraska. So okay. that'll be the next hurdle for that dynamic duo.
How long do they have to train in Arkansas to get to know each other and go through the steps?
They actually, it's a week-long class, okay. which is amazing to me that it's that short of time frame where not only Officer Ormisher is going to learn how to actually use the dog and use it legally and professionally, but they also have to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then once the team lands back in Valentine, then the trick is having the dog learn how to interact with all of us at the office, different kids, with Officer Ormisher's family. So it's kind of an adjustment period, and it's an exciting time for the department to be able to get that dog. And part of what Kelly works with is substance abuse prevention, and guess what that dog is going to do is
yeah.
work on substance abuse
yes.
prevention.
Yes.
So Kelly will get to know Baker.
More than likely.
I hope so. I hope so. Yes.
Good. All right. So we're trying to get through your information here, Dana, because you never know when you might have to run out the door.
Absolutely. You know, another kind of this week alone is what our theme is we had cyber safety issues, and now school zone and school buses, just it seems to be a problem this year, and I don't remember it ever being quite this bad. We have people just blowing through the school zones. When the flashy yellow lights are going, you have to drop your speed to 20 mile an hour.
Mm-hmm.
This morning I was going through the school zone, and those darned old kids do not wear bright colors.
No, they don't.
I had a kiddo on a bike dressed all in black, and you just couldn't see him. And the time's going to change come the first part of November, and it's going to be even worse. The kids are going to be going to school when it's dark. You got to watch out for that crossing guard. So it's just you have to slow down. And you know, although over by Grace Lutheran, Zion Lutheran, the middle school, there's no flashy lights to remind you to slow down, but you do have to slow down to 20 mile an hour when kids are present. And kids are present at the same time every morning, starting about 7:20, going to about 8:15. You have to watch for those kiddos.
Yeah, and they are marked. Those zones are marked. They might not have flashing lights, but I think they do have the school
zones.
All
those places
stuff,
have so. Signs, yes.
Right. So, and I know that the police department hangs out in
we
those
do.
Areas
we
during
do.
Those times of the day. What's with that? Anyway.
I know. It's we're trying to get folks to get it through their thick heads to slow down.
Do you ever think about getting those cardboard cutouts of police cars and just set them around town somewhere? And
ironically, I was going through Parker, Colorado once, and they had that. And truly worked. It got me. I slowed right down.
Yeah.
So it was definitely worth the money
at
for
least,
them.
At least makes you pay attention a little bit more as well. So, okay, what
you
else?
You know, the last thing I kind of wanted to run by you again is reminding you that if you are having a mental health crisis, you need to talk to someone. 988 is the new emergency number. It's the 911 of mental health. And we've had instances this week where that just was a spectacular tool to use. Again, 988. And what happens when you dial 988? It is based off your area code. You get routed to a facility where they have trained counselors, and they'll talk with you. If you need more help than what they can offer, they kick you to the right place and get you the help you need. Now, what that does mean that's kind of complicated, if I'm in Texas and I have a 402 number, but I'm having trouble while in Texas, it routes me back to Nebraska. So that is one thing that they're working on to try to fix, so that kind of is a geolocation-based rather than area code.
Okay.
But again, 988, if you're having a mental health crisis, give them a call.
Sometimes that's just a Monday morning.
Yes, it is.
So I don't want you to run off, but if you have to, you're cleared, except we have scare in the square, and you're in charge of the scare, right?
Well, it's a team effort. So October 31st, Monday at 4 o'clock, the kiddies do their kiddie parade. They're going to start at 1st and Main, and they're going to go north down Main Street. On their way, I am fairly confident they're going to be grabbing spectacular, healthy food choices, particular Snicker bars, as they're going to make their way to the library. And in the library, they have graciously allowed us to take over the lawn space. There we're going to have games. It sounds like this year we may have a blow-up haunted house. I'm kind of excited at that. I don't guess I've ever seen one of those, but hopefully it's spooktacular.
Anyhow, work that in there.
I was terrible, sorry. But we have the ambulances coming, the jail folks are coming, courthouse personnel, library, national parks. Hopefully we'll con a bunch of other entities in town to come play. Again, October 31st at 4 p.m., we have Scare in the Square, and I believe every year we seem to run out of everything. Last year, we had over 200 kids participate, so holy moly, that's a big crowd.
That was a big crowd. So I heard that the police department was going to have to confiscate all Snicker bars this year.
Yes, that and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Okay.
So we have to make sure that it is safe for those children.
So all of those should be turned in at the Scare in the Square.
Yes, and remember that once evidence is seized, we don't return it.
So. That's right. It mysteriously disappears somewhere. But. All right. Well, Dana, thank you for that. And we'll maybe get you guys in and we'll talk more about that. We've got a couple weeks before the Scare in the Square. And I know the libraries, they're giving away scary DVDs right now, I think, out of there. And then they had something else going on that day. And I can't remember. Oh, pumpkin carving contest.
Yes.
So the police department have a little pumpkin carving
challenge? I don't know how to express this, but we have no skill set in regards to pumpkin carving.
You can't win the challenge in the summertime at the National Night Out. I thought maybe pumpkin carving was your deal.
No, we just don't win much of anything.
Well, you need, if you're going to recruit new officers, recruit some with some talent and some athleticism, would you?
True. Okay. True. Balance. Maybe.
Balance would be good. I don't want to put you guys down because you guys all do a great job, but appreciate you coming in today and for lining up to have Kelly come with us. Let's switch over and talk to Kelly about your job title with North Central District Health Department is what, Kelly?
Yes, my job title is Prevention Coordinator, Prevention in Youth and Adults with Substance Misuse, Drugs, Mental Health is a big thing that I'm seeing that it comes down to is that mental health key.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this?
I started with the health department August 1st, so I'm a newbie. I come in with a lot of passion and a lot of community. Like, I'm seeing that the more people we can get involved in each community, the bigger the numbers, the more successful that we can be. So.
And you're from Holt County?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Are you a native of Holt County? Or?
I'm not. I moved to O'Neill about 11 years ago to be closer to family. So I've been here for about 11 years.
So it's what, about 12, 13 years, and she'll be local again.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Something like
Pretty
that.
Pretty close.
So anyway, so what kind of things do you do with North Central District Health Department then as far as your title and your job, other than doing radio programs to bring awareness?
This is actually the first one, but it's hopefully effective, and hopefully we can get some people here representing Cherry County and getting their voices, because we really want to hear what is going on, not in just your county, what's going on in your town. What are some things that are working well? What are some things that aren't working so well? And how can we help you? And that is basically my job, going from the 9 counties that I serve and starting the conversation, starting the coalitions. And our big focus is the substance misuse and the alcohol. And, you know, each day that goes on, I'm seeing the foundation, maybe the mental health part of it. So a lot of my day-to-day is going to meetings, meeting with people, creating those partnerships and those resources, whether it be with hospitals, counselors, police officers, and just basically asking the question, how can I serve your community and your town, and what are the needs in your area? And I am hopefully able to help by, you know, word of mouth, sharing the resources that I do have, and also grant funding options, which...
Okay. So it's vitally important that you get feedback from the communities.
Absolutely. More people, the better. You know, different cultures. We want to hear from everybody, because if we only hear from the same people every single time that we meet, we're kind of just going in circles. We need those new ideas. Bring your creative ideas and what you're wanting and needing, and speak out on it, because we're here and we want to help.
Let me verify something. Do we have a substance abuse problem, Dana?
Slightly, yes.
Okay, all right.
You know, the other thing I wanted to throw in there that Kelly and I had talked about was a need to involve the youth of Valentine, mm-hmm. and have some of their input, because substance abuse issues and the need for prevention in their areas is vital to making sure that they have long-term success in balance when it comes to whether it's alcohol, making sure that they're doing what they need to do and are supposed to do with prescription medications, mm-hmm. and how to avoid situations where there is a potential for overdose and death.
Mm-hmm. So there's some great youth organizations, whether it's Interact Club or FBLA has been getting stronger all the time, and of course FFA and all of those youth groups, that it'd be nice to see if maybe there was a way to get representation from some of those groups to come to the coalition meeting, mm-hmm. today at noon, right?
Correct. Yes.
At the college. They don't charge anything to participate, but bring your ideas and share those, and then I'm sure you'll have a business card to hand out to people or something.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
They can contact you.
Yes.
So. Okay, so now this is the first radio show you've done, but not the first coalition you've probably been working with. Mm-hmm. If you've been on board since August, you've probably been working with some of the other communities. What kind of success are you having in getting engaged communities?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, kicking off, you know, August when I started, I took over for somebody who had implemented what we call the Human Performance Project, and we implemented that in O'Neill Schools, O'Neill High School, and St. Mary's. And what HPP is, Human Performance Project, is a youth leadership-based program within the schools. And, you know, we do talk about the substance misuse, the alcohol, but the foundation of this program is sleep, recovery, nutrition, all of the staples that we need from the day we're born till the day we leave. And it is such a powerful program in my eyes, because we are creating confidence in these kids to speak up for what is right and what is wrong. I often hear kids say, yep, I see that. Yep, I see that. But we're not confident enough to say, I don't agree with that, or no thanks, I don't want that. And HPP, I'm very proud that is kicked off in O'Neill, and I am ready to spread the program along our area. It's big in other parts of Nebraska, but not in this part, and that is a very successful program that I'm hoping to establish in Cherry County. I've been in talks with the principals up in Valentine, so mm-hmm. I'm excited to start getting that going, hopefully in 2023.
Yeah, I have no problem stealing successful program ideas.
No, none.
if there's something out there that works, by all means, you know, you might adapt it a little bit for each community.
Absolutely.
But if it works, it's certainly worth implementing there. So, well, you'll keep us posted on how things are moving along with that, won't you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So it gives you a reason to come back to Ballantyne and harass Dana a little bit rather than once a month to come for a coalition meeting. Right?
Oh, yes.
I enjoy being harassed.
Yeah, that's what you like. You do your share of harassing, so therefore it's only fair.
True.
So the meeting's at noon today. It's open to the public. If anybody wants to come and give their 2 cents worth or 4 cents worth or whole nickels worth if they've got it and share those ideas, it helps you out in forming plans for our specific community.
Yes, tremendously.
Okay, and how else do they get a hold of you if they can't come today because we gave them short notice? How do they get a hold of you, Kelly?
Yeah, you can reach out to me. My office is located in O'Neill at the North Central District Health Department. Our phone number is 402-336-2406. I would love to hear from you if you're not able to make the meeting. We do have a Zoom option as well.
Okay.
You know, if that's something you're interested, we meet every other month. Our next meeting is December 8th at noon. And if you're interested, but you just can't make it, call me, reach out to me, and I'll get you that Zoom link sent so you can still join us.
Okay. Or they could get a hold of Dana.
Yes.
At the Ballantyne
Police
Department.
If you can't remember any of it, just call me.
And that they can get a hold of you and 3055-376-3055. We'll get a hold of Dana and leave a message. So anything else that we need to cover about the North Central District Health Department and the coalitions for healthy living here in Ballantyne, the police department, anything?
You know, I just want to, again, recognize those who stepped forward and helped out with solving the hit and runs. And again, as we always say, if you see something, say something. And you can reach us at 402-376-3055. If it is an emergency, then 911 is super fast.
Sure. Well, Kelly, nice to meet you. You're welcome to come back anytime that you have some things or send us information and press releases and come and visit us. More than just every other month when you have a meeting, all right?
I will do that. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Dana, thanks for coming in again.
Take
Appreciate
care.
Your time today. And
we'll see you at Scare in the Square.
Yeah, I think so.
Costume.
I'm not going to bring my Snickers. I know that. But, all right. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in. That's our comment program for this morning.